Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
And hello, movie lovers, and welcome to the show. So today I have my good friend Chris with me. We're here to wrap up Welcome to Derry, Episode 8, Winter Fire. I have to say, this is actually how you do a season finale. This is how you wrap up everything within the show. This is how you do a prequel show and expanding on the actual universe that Enzi Muschietti actually gave us with it, Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. This is how you do a finale. And I have to say, this is fantastic. I really love what they did with this. They expanded a lot in the lore, not only on the lore, but also did a lot within the lore of the movies and not so much as the book, but they managed to do so much within this show. And I really do love what they've done with it.
Yes, it was fantastic. This show, it just felt like it just kept going and it wasn't like it was a droning going. It was like a freaking awesome going, you know, like I was excited for each next episode. I loved it.
Same here as well. Like, I was on the edge of my seat, not knowing what was going to happen next, making my predictions because of the fact that I actually have probably the family tree of kids that might die and everything. And I was wrong about the deaths of the kids because I actually have my friend Jamie from in the front row always says, John, you always want to wish death upon kids. I was like, it's not my fault. It's just the way the story looked like it was going, but it didn't. But you know, the thing that I have to say about this is I like how the people in Derry are seeing the darkness being unleashed, the fear and the confusion around the town, military tracking it through the whole entire airspace and stuff like that. And then you're seeing this darkness being pulled in within the town. And then you see the all the classmates of Richie and Margaret and, all the kids that we know. And that was just something to actually see, especially whenever you have that whole entire thing where Pennywise shows up at the school.
Oh, yeah. That was.
And he's using the principal as a puppet just as he actually uses everybody else as a puppet. So I'm wondering if that's how Pennywise actually sees everybody that he's using as like a little puppet that he just carries around. But
yeah, he didn't even try to hide if he was like pretending to be dead. He literally marionetted the guy. It was great.
It was a great scene. I love that. I was creeped out by that. And then, of course, the kids trying to run outside the door after they seen their principal die. And then Pennywise just dancing on stage like it was nothing.
I was like, there goes the patty cake crew.
Right? Finally, we actually had the patty cakes being dead. Finally, through the deadlights. Right. Then you have Veronica, Lily, and Marge cleaning up. They are witnessing the darkness of it in the missing kids from school. Pennywise bringing kids to the sewers. That's what it looked like to me at first because of the fact that you have this wagon that looks like a Pinocchio, you know what I'm saying, from a carnival.
Yeah, from the carnival, yeah.
And he's over there, and I like how he's actually using the kids' hands to actually play the horn and things like that, and him driving this whole entire thing. So I like that darkness within it, and also too the dark humor was really good. That landed for me as well.
Oh yeah, it was great. I actually kind of like the glowing eyes that they gave the children as they were floating. I caught it at first. I was like, oh, that's actually a pretty neat little tidbit right there for graphic wise. That way you don't just have like these dark droll faces.
Right. I actually like those special effects because of the fact that it shows the implications of what the deadlights are and what it does to the kids whenever they look into those deadlights and seeing them float up in the air and him on the ice driving this carnival cart. It gave me goosebumps I was actually on the edge of my seat watching this episode because I was not expecting what I was expecting through this whole entire thing. And it was a ride that I did not wanted to stop at all. Right. And it was just so good. But then you have Leroy. He's worried about Will. Pennywise calls Leroy back. Leroy knows Will is taken by Pennywise. Dick seeing dead bodies everywhere. Dick hearing voices to kill himself. Dick becomes blames Leroy for what happened. Leroy tells Dick that Pennywise has Will and he needs Dick's help finding him. So the thing that I have to say that really creeped me out was seeing Pennywise call Leroy and getting him to go after Will and try to find him. And then knowing that Dick, he needs Dick's help to do this. And Dick is over there about to blow his brains out because of everything that he sees around him.
And yeah, I feel Pennywise like, thinks that Dick is completely broken already and just feeding off of his fear. And he thinks that he's not going to be much of a help, but he ends up being a total lifesaver.
He definitely does. Like, once you get towards the end of it, then you realize how much of a lifesaver Dick is actually is. But at this point in time, it's like, I'm going to stall Dick because I know that Leroy is going to go to Dick for help. So I'm going to stall him as much as I can so I can lure the kids into the sewers so that way I can get what I want. And man, does he stall until that time? And then, of course, the other thing that really creeped me out was seeing Will's picture up on the poster of the lost kids with all the other kids and stuff. That really creeped me out. And then you have Veronica, Marge, and all them wanting to find Will now. And then they wind up stealing.
It's like Pennywise knew where they were the whole time and plastered everyone's wanted posters up on the tower.
All the missing kids. Yeah.
Like he knew they were there. He knew that they had the dagger too, so he didn't mess with them, I think. But like he's messing with them psychologically.
Right, because he knows where they're at. It's just that he can't get to them because of that whole entire dagger that's with them. So he's going after the weaklings first, which is the kids at the school, which makes more sense. But he's also trying to figure out a way to lure them into trying to save Will. That's the only way that he can get to them is by doing that.
Right. And I think he understands the material of the dagger. If he could get to a point to where the dagger wants to return itself, they won't be able to use it against him.
Right. And because the dagger also is trying to reject where it's supposed to go. And everybody was right about this. And even though you and I thought maybe it's not true, that it has this Lord of the Rings kind of flavor to it where it's possessing this power over Lily where it's actually damaging her.
Yeah.
You know, where it's psychologically damaging her. And at first we're like, okay, maybe not. Maybe it's just a protective thing that Lily has.
Yeah. And then Marge kind of figures it out as they're struggling with it in the woods, which, you know, I have to give props to Marge because at first she was such a prick. I just wanted it to devour her. And she's actually become one of the strong character friends, which, you know, power to the actor for pulling that off through the script and everything.
For a child actor like her to pull that off and have those layers to that character is a hard thing to do as an adult, but it's even more of a harder thing to do as a child. So it just goes to show you how much thought process and stuff that they did with Margaret, the actress who plays Margaret. As a little kid. And I really loved how she did that. We went from, oh, I want her to die with the patty cakes, to all of a sudden you don't want nothing to happen to her because you want her and Richie to grow old together and have kids. You know?
Yeah.
But so much for Richie. But at the same time, though, you know, you actually do have that care thing for this character. You actually have that, what's the word I'm thinking of? Emotional attachment to a character that we love now.
Yeah, I mean, for someone, a young child actor to be able to pull off a character that people would absolutely be annoyed with, and then turn around into a character that people like, oh man, I hope she survives. I mean, that's just great. That means she did an excellent job as an actress to pull that off.
I agree 110% on that because That is, like I said, it's a tough thing to do, but it's a tough thing to do when you're that young to be able to do it and know how to actually bring it in and bring it home. Mm-hmm. She landed that really good with that. Yeah. So now we have Francis. He finds out that Leroy went AWOL, knows about Dick being with him. Charlotte finds out about Will being missing. Rose tells them they don't stand a chance against it. Dick needs to find the dagger to lock it back into the cage. Rose helps Dick with voices in his head. Dick drinks what Rose gave him, which is also the same drink that Mike gave. He ended up giving Bill the same drink in It Chapter 2.
Oh, yeah. It was the same tea. Mm-hmm.
Yep, the same tea.
To help calm him down.
Right, to help calm him down, to try and see the visions that he needs to see. But I like how this mythology around it is like, okay, for someone normal like Mike and Bill, they're not going to be able to tap into someone else's mind or anything. They're just going to be able to see the vision. So I like how it separates that to someone who has the shine and be able to expand on that. I thought that did a really good job with that. And then, you know, you were right about one thing about the fact that, well, Francis no longer cares about the fact that Halen went AWOL because he's already got what he wanted. But at the same time, though, he needs Dick. So that's the only reason why he's even going after Leroy at this moment is because of that.
Yeah, because they both took off together. They didn't realize he didn't realize that they had formed a decent bond with each other throughout what everything that was going on.
Right. But Francis forgot one thing, though. These are people of color, and people of color during those times are going to stick together.
Yeah, because of everything that happened, especially with the fire and everything.
Right. So, you know, so now we also have Rose tells them that they are. I liked how she actually breaks it down to them. They're like, look, you're going to need me for this.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how they actually gave her some room to actually do some stuff with the cast and stuff, because she just pops in and out here and there in certain episodes. But I like how she is now needed for this mission to be able to take down Pennywise.
They kind of pushed her off to the side, which, you know, for the time frame, that makes sense too, because, you know, the racism and stuff of the time, it didn't just pertain to the black culture. It also pertained to the Native Americans and stuff as well. So they kind of pushed her off to the side, and she was not a main focus, and now they need her. They need her right there.
Because of the fact that her people actually dealt with stuff like this.
Exactly.
And we have no idea what we're messing with. So yeah,
and then she remembers that the dagger is out and about, and she helps them figure out a place to put it to resecure the barrier. But they have to do it before it gets out.
Right. And before he finds out that the dagger is going back into that into the tree.
Yeah. And I'd so turned the entire dairy into like Silent Hill with all the fog and everything.
Basically, yeah. That's pretty much what he did. But I also like how they did this, though, is like how she's explaining it's like a conduit, like a conductor, where that one pillar can actually fix everything. Despite maybe the military having all of them. So I like how they said that it acts like a conductor, and because it acts like a conductor, everything runs together. So I like that whole entire deal of them giving you that mythology around it. So that's something else that I really have to say I enjoyed with it. So now we have Marge driving the pillar, fell out of the truck. Dick found the dagger. Veronica, and I like how they do this vision with Dick whenever I think it was Marge or Lily. I think it was Lily who puts the dagger back in the purse, and it just shows this long drop of the dagger.
It was an infinity drop, and then it goes into kind of like an infinity mirror kind of thing with Dick, right? That was actually pretty cool.
It definitely does. You know what, though? It reminds me of Wes Craven's New Nightmare, where you actually have the sheets, you know? And in the sheets and everything, you go into Freddy's world, where Nancy, you know, that's something that I really like that they did with this, with Lily, is that she drops it, and it's like an endless drop in that person. Dick is actually seeing it through the visions of that. So So that was pretty cool to see that. And then the girls are trying to kill it. The dagger does have power that it can possess someone and go crazy. They found that the carnival coach as this is okay. I don't know about you, but I felt like Arnold at this moment, where it's like, shut up, because of the fact that they go over to the carnival. They're following these kids that are up in the thing. You have Pennywise driving the stagecoach, and they're gonna go, Will, is that you, Will? Will, I'm like, would you shut up?
Right? I just want to yell at him. Like, why are you screaming? You know, Pennywise is there. You know it is there. Why are such a kid thing to do?
It's just those innocence of the children, though, too. The fact that, yes, they're looking for their friend and stuff, and then at the same time, they're trying to call out to him. But at the same time, they don't know if they can call out to him or not, because of the fact he is unconscious. He's through the deadlights.
Right. And then they're trying to jump up and reach him while he's floating.
But yeah, I definitely like that. And then you have all of a sudden you see the stagecoach just stop.
Mm.
And Pennywise comes out, and he's scary as hell at this point.
Pennywise got like the scent of a polar bear, man. He smells everything.
His scent. He has a really good nose on him. He does not need no Allegra, I can tell you that.
he has no allergies.
No, it's crystal clear. But I do like this moment where, you know, they're having that confrontation between him and, you know, and then you have finally they're by themselves, and you're also seeing Dick going into Pennywise's mind,
right, stopping him right before he eats Marge.
But before that, though, this is something that I really have to say that made me laugh, was when Dick goes in through Pennywise's mind, this character is calling him Bob.
Yeah.
Okay, Bob. My name is not Bob. But
my name's not Bob. What is going on?
What's going on here?
You can see he's literally trying to figure out, like, you can see the thought, like, process go through his mind. And he was like, I am not Bob. What is going on? And then he
goes, okay, Bob. And he's feeling like every bump that Dick is feeling as they're going through the woods to try and get to them before Pennywise does. Yeah. And he falls and he goes backwards, back and forth. And I just love this scene. It has such dark humor to it, but it's so well deserved. Bill Skarsgård as Pennywise in this moment, in these scenes, is one of the best things about Welcome to Derry for the season finale.
Yeah, it was great. And then you see him slowly, he figures it out when one of the bumps kind of messes up the camouflage and he sees Dick's arm. And you're like, right, well, crap.
Right, because he sees one arm's white, the other's on his black. He goes, Dick, is that you?
And then I don't know what you're talking about, Bob.
And I like how he's still playing this, because we talked about it like last week's episode, right? Where Pennywise is playing it off. It's like, I'm Pennywise, the dancing daddy. And then now you have Dick, who's doing the same thing that Pennywise was doing. It's like, he goes, what are you talking about, Bob? And then
man, you hit your head a little harder than we thought you did. I mean, there was a lot of blood, but
still. But I liked how they removed. Then all of a sudden, Dick is now revealed. And but also too, I also like how they now Margaret has that confrontation between Pennywise, and talking about the fact that Richie was the one, which is her son, Richie Tozer. And we talked about this. How I was going with the most popular thing for the theories and stuff like that, because I'm like, okay, maybe, maybe not. Then finally, last episode, I actually believed it.
Right.
Because it actually does make sense. And he's like, well, your son is the only one that stopped me.
Yeah, and you're going like, to have wait a minute.
And you're going to have a son, and he can see the, and basically Pennywise is the all in and all knowing.
Mm-hmm.
who can see the past, future, and present.
It's like past, present, future. It's all kind of gets a little combobulated.
Right. But I like this, though. I like the fact that they did this. And also, too, remember when Richie was having, I don't know, not Richie. Yeah, Richie, the her son in mm-hmm. chapter one, because I hate fucking clowns. And then the mother also says this. Margaret winds up saying, let's kill this fucking clown. Richie in chapter one also says, let's kill this fucking clown.
Right.
So, you know, it's mirroring in It chapter in the past and also in the present day of It chapter one, which I was geeking out over. And I also like how you have Richie's face on the missing kids poster to mm-hmm. show her what her son is going to look like in the future.
Right. Right. Like he gave a full, like, hey, you're going to have a kid. Here's what he's going to look like. And maybe I'll just kill you now. And you're like, well, crap. If he kills her now, does that get rid of Richie in the future? What is going to happen?
That actually that pretty much kills Richie. And Richie was never even thought of if this happened. But I also want to tell everybody this. I was right. Okay? Everybody was saying, oh, no. Pennywise can't see the future. He can't see the present. No. In this universe, in this movie universe, not the book universe, in this universe, he can see past, present, and future, which also means that Will didn't just see his father pull father in that stream. That means that he saw himself as an adult that pulled himself down into the stream and saw himself, not his father, but he also thought that that was his father. It wasn't. It was him. I'm just going to say that. I was right.
Yep. I remember that. We were talking about that a couple episodes ago, right?
Right.
When he was fishing in the river with his dad, and I got upset because, like, why would you leave your kid in a creek?
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. You called it. I mean, you called it. It probably was him.
Because here's the thing. You have to separate the book lore from the movie lore. And what may work great in a book may not work so great on screen. So they have to work it in the way that the universe for this movie universe is. And that's what, to me, that do.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
Yeah, it kind of bridges it together. It still keeps what the book wants at heart, but makes it more visually appealing on screen.
I promise you this, if Stephen King wasn't high on cocaine, this probably might be the way that he did it.
Yeah, probably.
Probably. But, you know, I also have to say this, okay? So, I also like how Pennywise is about to kill Marge, and then all of a sudden he freezes.
Mm-hmm. That creepy face.
And it's the... then after that, we find out it's the dagger that actually saves her from that. And then she pulls away, and then they wind up running away with Will, I believe. So I also like she has Margaret Tozer's Richie's mother, and then you have Daniel and Leroy goes after Pennywise. Military shoots them. Daniel is dead. Leroy tells Will to bury the dagger in the tree. Will is scared. He doesn't know if he can do it. Francis wants Dick, and Francis sees Pennywise. Dick is in Pennywise's head. We already talked about that. The dagger is resisting Francis and is talking to Pennywise. So we have a lot going on.
Tons going on right here.
So Daniel and Leroy. I felt bad for Daniel. He got the shit in the deal, especially with Dick going into his mind and doing the stuff that he did to him.
Right. Pulling all those emotions and everything just to get the story that he needed to find the piece. Yeah.
Yeah. And then Leroy is injured. And then that allows Will. He's like, Dad, I don't know if I can do this. I'm not you. He goes, you don't have to be me. You just have to be you and believe in your own self. Basically make your own path and believe in your own self. And that gave Will the courage.
Some good encouragement to be yourself, be as strong as you need to be, and go about it your way. Don't be like me. Choose your own path, basically. And that was pretty encouraging for him in that particular moment.
Exactly. But then you have this whole entire thing of now Francis is in front of Pennywise. And I'm like, if he wakes up, he's going to bite his face off if he stands directly in front of him. And that's what I was kind of hoping for to happen.
I was really hoping for it too. Yeah, like, he steps up to the side.
Right.
Steps up to the side and he misses him. Yeah. Mm.
Francis was smart for that. And then I like how Francis acts like he's a highway patrolman, like checking driver's license. Because you can go now. You can go. And it's like, I can go?
I was like, I was going to go anyways. What are you talking about? Yeah. Who do you think you freaking are?
It's kind of like that moment with I am the law from Judge Dredd. It's like,
he's just looking at him like, okay, what do you want me to do? Okay. I could just flick you and you die, right?
Right. He goes, you can go. And then he goes, he sniffs. He goes, I know you. I remember.
I remember your scent.
Uh-oh. Well, this is not good, Francis.
Oh, shit.
And then all of a sudden his face transforms into that hobo from that poor guy.
Yeah, the hobo guy.
And
now you see me? Now you don't.
And I like how he's over there skipping over to that over to the tree, just as the kids are trying to get the dagger in there, and and you can see the resistance happening with the with the pillar, with the dagger.
Yes.
And I like how it takes all of them to try and do this. I'm like, and I'm on the edge of my seat here. I'm like, come on.
I'm like, is this going to push into the other season? Is this going to be a new season? He makes it out, but somehow it gets pushed back. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And then
they're giving me anxiety and fear at this point. Right.
And then Dick sees Dick and Rose see the tribal leader, and
the tribal
leader reveals Richie. Richie's back.
I love this moment with Richie. Where he flips Pennywise off.
Flips Pennywise off. He's all running.
It kind of reminds me of like a Looney Tunes cartoon in a sense.
The Roadrunner.
But I love it. And all of a sudden you have Richie going in there with them and pushing it in to the tree. And then all of a sudden you see all the shapes that it has formed.
It's like the CGI was amazing. It's flipping through all these different forms, peeling back and everything. And then, those horrific looking wings. that was an awesome transformation, not going to lie.
That was probably one of the best parts of the CGI in this season. I know some people didn't like the cemetery scene. They said that it kind of reminded them of like Scooby-Doo kind of thing.
The Haunted Mansion.
Right. Which I can understand. But for me, I was just invested more into the story than the CGI for me to even care at this point. But for this finale, I feel like the CGI is really good.
Oh, yeah. I think they listened to the audience. They low-key listened to the audience and was like, okay, we need to step up our game on the CGI stuff here. And they went and did a fantastic job.
I agree. And then after this happens, Martin, then after all this happens, Marge is at Richie's funeral. Dick watching, he sees Richie. Dick tells Rich's parents that Rich is with them. And I love that moment of him, of Rich just smiling back at him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, everybody thought that was like a little creepy. But for me, I thought it pulled on the emotional attachment to him and was like, oh, okay. It didn't get to him because he didn't get to the deadlights or anything. So therefore, it could not form shapeshift into Richie. So right. I like that aspect of it. And then you have Marge.
He was still pretty much pure. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, he went out in a pure way too. He saved Marge. Like, I mean, that was like a hero's way out, really. And the fact that they kept him from being zombified looking, and deadlight, deadpan. You know, I mean, well, I love it.
Me too, because I think that's the perfect way for Richie to go out. You don't want him to go out with the deadlights and it taking the form of Richie, because then it erases everything that Marge remembered about him and the heroism of what he did for her to save her life. So yeah,
it was great. It was a very touching moment, and I was actually happy that that Dick actually showed up to the funeral. I mean,
me too.
He didn't really have to, you know.
No, and I like that. And then also, too, I also liked how Marge is giving the speech. And this is the scene that pulled on my like, I'm fanboying over Richie flipping Pennywise off. And I'm over there crying like a baby because of the fact that what Marge is saying about Richie and at the funeral. And it's just, it pulls on my heartstrings.
Yeah, I mean, she even admitted that, you know, she only knew him for like a month. But he was such a great person that they formed this bond, and the fact that he saved her and everything, it was a very emotional, very great speech for this ending.
I agree. And then also too, then you have the reminder of Richie with the airplane in the tree, which is a great
made it to Main Street.
Yes, it hit Main Street. And then you have Richie, then you have Lily talking to her dad's grave. So now she has closure with her because before it was like, I cannot go to my dad's grave. I don't want to go to my dad's grave or anything because I want to remember my dad for who he is. I'm also scared to go there. Now she actually has a reason to go there and just have that closure with her dad and apologizing to him.
Yeah. And I think that's going to help her move on from this point forward.
For sure. And then Marge and Veronica looking over the town. Marge tells Lily about what Pennywise said about having a son from the future and that her son and his friend stopped it. What if Pennywise wants to kill someone from the past?
Right.
Which we are going to go to the past in season two.
You think we're going to go to the past? Yeah. I'm pretty sure we are too. Otherwise, you know, you're just going right into chapter one, right?
Basically, yeah. But I think they are going to go into the past, but I think it's going to go even more into the Derry history.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe part three is going to pick up where Will and Veronica and all them are, probably.
Yeah, I can see that. I'm excited for it. I just, they did such a great job with this season. I'm ecstatic for a season two, you know?
Me too. I'm excited for all three seasons because they're only going to have three seasons of this. But I think that it's very well deserved and very, very well needed. But
right now, I think it's one of the best things streaming right now, honestly.
I agree. This is probably one of the best horror shows that we have. And the best way to wrap everything up, I would have to say this is probably the best TV series of the year as far as things go. Even though I like Task is still going to be my number one show that I really love from HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as a horror show goes, I have to rank this as like a number one for me.
Yeah, as far as that goes. I'm loving it. It's great. I've been trying to find something to keep my attention.
And this one did
Peacemaker. Yeah. Right. And this one, it kept me on the edge of my seat. You never really knew what was going to happen. I mean, you lost all the kids in the first episode for the most part.
And here I am wishing more death on the other characters. Because I actually know the timelines and stuff like that because of me reading the book. But then I also have to remember, too, I have to separate myself from the book. I allow the show to actually work.
Yep.
You know? But that's also why I'm doing this lore of the Derry stuff for the lore of the book. So that way people can actually see the difference. But, you know, another thing I want to bring up is, okay, in the book, Will dies of cancer.
Mm.
And his wife winds up, I think she winds up burning in her home or something. But in the movie, Will winds up dying inside that factory.
Right.
So I was thinking maybe in season 3, Will is going to die. Veronica is going to die at some point because of the fact we hear her voice in the drain where Beverly Marsh is and stuff. So at some point, she's going to die. But, you know, for right now, that's where I'm leaning more towards is part season 3 of that. That's just a little guess. So now we actually have, so Dick is going to the Overlook as a cook. He goes, what's the worst can happen at a hotel? And that made me laugh. I mean, I'm like, really, dude? You have no idea what's about to go down at all. This is just the beginning for you, as far as that goes.
I was like, as soon as he said that, I was like, there's so much that could go wrong.
Exactly. But some people are saying that they might actually do like an Overlook Hotel thing with maybe do like a Shining HBO Max series.
Mm-hmm.
And part of me is like, do I really want to do that? But I actually get it because it also expands even more of the lore and stuff within the Stephen King universe to actually probably fix some of the mess that they did with the other movies.
And it's kind of like
one huge universe.
It's really bringing a lot of the classics back to the surface too. And I kind of like that because people are starting to look back at the originals and stuff, like, oh, this is really cool. I see where they got this. I mean, not many people necessarily read the books much anymore. So just hitting the old classics and then bringing everything in together, I think it's great. I think it's great. And they're kind of, it's not really a remake, but it's like a remake, sort of, you know, just kind of like revamping the franchise.
Expanding on the franchise and expanding on the lore while also giving us something new.
Yes, exactly. And I think that's great.
I think so too. And then Leroy is out of the military, honorable discharge.
Right.
Rose wants everyone to protect the pillars. Rose is like, I had enough of this shit. You guys are on your own. But I want you to have my curse.
The curse now belongs to you. Goodbye.
Right. Goodbye.
Yeah. And they're like, oh, I don't know anything about sheep. Oh, well, there you go. You have sheep. Oh.
Right, but Leroy does. He goes, no. I like how Charlie goes, no. What makes you're the ones who knows about Chief. I don't know anything. All I'm going to do is protect this pillar, and that's all I'm going to do.
Uh-huh.
So that's actually where it's a callback to It Chapter 1, because he's actually teaching Mike how to put the sheep down.
Right, yep. Yep.
Rose wants everyone to protect Bella. Rose knows it will be back in 27 years. It wakes up again. When it wakes up again, Leroy and Charlotte wants to leave. Once the movie already talked about, Will knows if he leaves that he will forget everyone. And Veronica kisses him. And then also, too, Hank and Veronica are leaving. And then Will's like, well, if I keep writing you, you won't forget who I am. You won't forget any of the memories that we have. Which also is like his family is basically being the lightsaber or the lighthouse for this town.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Veronica kisses him. Charlotte is wanting to stay. Leroy wants Charlotte to help with Veronica leaving Derry with Hank. Mrs. Kirsch. Okay. So let's talk about her.
Yeah.
So she's in the she's actually in Juniper Grove. She's being institutionalized. She's talking a bunch of gibberish. And then 27 years later, you're hearing screams.
The same song playing on the record player.
Yep. And I thought to myself, Pennywise? I had a question mark. Because I was thinking it was Pennywise.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to get her, to kill her, to take on her persona.
Oh, I could see that.
Because she also took her persona in chapter 2. So yep. I was just thinking on that end of the scale. Even though he had her in the Deadlights, after they wind up taking it and everything else, all those other kids are okay now because they're not part of the Deadlights anymore.
Yep.
Then we have this whole thing. She sees Beverly Marsh a mourning over someone, and that someone is her mother.
Yep.
Because her mother winds up killing herself, and that also leads into just being Beverly and her father.
Yep. Yeah, and I thought that was a great way to put that. And then they put a memorial at the end of the episode for the actress that played Miss Kirsch as well, because I believe she passed away, right?
Oh, really? Once I actually saw the movie, the show end, I was like, oh, okay. I was done. I was like, okay.
Yeah. The older actress, I believe.
Oh, okay. That makes sense for the older actress.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking the young.
The older one.
Okay.
The older actress.
I'm just happy that she was able to reprise her role again and give us this one last performance as Mrs. Kirsch. And also, too.
In loving memory of Joanne Gregson, which was Miss Kirsch, the older actress.
There's one more thing I want to mention with this, though, too, is they actually got the actress that played Beverly. At first, I'm like, was this just a deleted scene that they had? And that they shot when these kids were little, and then this was just a leftover shot. Then I looked at I Googled it and everything. No, the actress came back to reprise the role of Beverly just for this one scene, but they winded up probably de-aging her to look like her, because she doesn't look like that now. It's been since 2016 or 17 since the movie came out. So I like this little callback to the first one, and also introducing us into the timeline that we know from It Chapter 1.
Yep. It was great. It's amazing what de-aging could do, too. She looked fantastic in that shot.
Yes, she did. It didn't even look like it was de-aging effect either.
It really didn't. It looked so clean, so good.
This was probably as clear as I could get, as you can get, like Civil War, like with Robert Downey Jr. But still, I thought the series is fantastic. I loved everything about this show. I can't wait for season 2 or in season 3. That's if Netflix doesn't screw the pooch and doesn't give us what we want.
Yeah.
But, you know, for right now and everything, I'm happy with it. I can't wait to actually own this so I can actually have it on my rack.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. For everyone that's watching, tell us what you liked about it, what you didn't like about it. Tell us in the comments below. This is open discussion. I would like to actually know what you guys think. If not, that's okay. We're going to go on here and close out. But is there anything that you want to add as far as this ending goes for the finale?
No, I'm stoked to see where they go with it. I think they did an excellent job on this entire season. And I hope they can keep up the momentum, honestly.
Me too. As long as Andy Muschietti is attached to this, we're going to be getting a lot more content as far as that goes.
I think it's going to be great.
And guys, I just want to let you know, I did drop episode 2 of Derry the Town History. And I'm going to be diving into chapter 3 pretty soon. And that's dealing with the black spot. Even though we got the black spot from it, Welcome to Derry, this is actually the lore from the book that I'm using. So it's going to be different. It's going to be a lot different than that. So I just want to thank everyone for watching. And also, too, if you listen to us on the audio only podcast, go on ahead, rate us, give us a 5-star review. Let us know what you guys think. And we're going to be out, guys. I hope everyone has a great and safe Christmas, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.
Thank you again, Chris, for
joining. Thank you for joining me, John. You're very welcome. You're very welcome. Bye, guys.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.